Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Prelinard's subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast live at DriveCentric headquarters. And we are having a good time with this solutionary right here. Sister, how are you doing today?
That's right. Woo! We're excited right now. We're going to have some fun. This is day two. And this, I'm going to tell you something. This whole thing has been a great experience so far. Yesterday was filled with education, great speakers. Speaking of one right here, and just dropping some great knowledge for other dealers to be able to take back to their dealerships and implement immediately and really make a difference, make an impact so fast. We have people here, everyone from owners to vendors, I'm talking internet sales managers are here. Everyone's here trying to get that little extra edge, that little, how can I use this product a little bit better? And that's what I love about DriveCentric is that they're they're having people come in here and speak upon those types of ideas. One thing that she did, she led the way with some of their current AI and stuff like that. It's intelligent stuff. It'll blow your mind how it works and how it can communicate with your customers, even when your people are sleeping. That's when people want to be communicated with, because not everyone's up all day. Some people work all night, all day, and then they sleep and they wake up at night and hang out. So who's speaking with them, right? And I love that. So anyway, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Yes, let's make it official, everybody. Let's wake everybody up and let the whole world know that we are excited to be Brewing Solutions with the one,
the only, Ashley Garvalos.
Now we can wake them up. Let's go. So
rise and shine.
How are you doing? How are you enjoying this event? Now you've completed your time on stage. You've completed your breakout sessions. Now you're in. Okay, now let's let everything go grow. Right? How does it feel to be where you're at right now?
It feels so good. I obviously love the team at DriveCentric. Have y'all ever seen a happier group of employees, like at a company? Disney. Yes, right.
And I don't know if that's real.
This is like dealership Disney right now.
You know what? That's a great way of saying it. Yes, it is. This is one of those special places. Like when I walked in, I couldn't help but be like,
what? Yeah.
Whole time. This is so cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, show me more. I want to see more. Can we play hide and seek in here? It's how cool it is. You could play hide and seek.
You could.
So you're a leader in our industry, having these conversations, leading these different groups and pushing the thought boundary in so many different places. How does that set you up for success coming into a place like this to be able to then do it like a bunch of kids, like we're at a playpen, like a gymboree? You guys remember gymboree?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Like we're showing up to a gymboree and say, okay, now you're going to learn how to do your business better. Jump back out of the balls. You know what I mean? Yeah. But how does it feel to just be able to do it that way? Do your thing in this environment.
It's so incredible. And I feel extremely blessed to be able to do this, right? I show up every day for my teams, for people, for our customers, and just work hard. And to see the results that have led through this journey and to be here today is nothing beyond what I could have ever imagined. But not just that, like to help dealers move forward, right? That is where my passion lies, is it's for our dealers who are trying to understand, I know where I want to be, how do I get there? And I've been fortunate to work with some amazing teams throughout my career who have let me try these ideas out and play them and see them work. And some don't always do, but you learn from it.
Right. That's so true.
So yep. I get to teach them through my mistakes.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Heck yeah. You know what? That's the thing, like, I love that you're not worried about that. See, the thing about mistakes is they're supposed to happen. If you're not making mistakes, you're really not trying, right? You're not pushing the envelope. You're not really getting above and beyond what you should be doing. When we sit with status quo, you get status quo with results. So what I love about what you're doing is you push the envelope. You do take those mistakes, but you take them with grace and you're like, cool, I learned something here. Now I just need to do it this way. And guess what? Oh, wow, that worked really great. And then you all of a sudden have a great product, a great idea, a great way to be able to present your staff, your people, your community on how to purchase cars here and do it in the right way. And it's phenomenal what you talk about and the way that we get to communicate with our people. You're open to so many different avenues, not just traditional, which you do agree, traditional works. But I'm sure you also agree, just like you talk about up on the stage, is AI is definitely a great supplement to be able to help out. It's not the cure-all, fix-all, but it's definitely a way to communicate at the speed our customers are waiting. They don't want to wait hours, days. They want to get it in seconds.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Their patience. Yeah, their patience worth than at 10 minutes. I love that. And at the end of the day, right, we have so much that we're asking our team to do when they're working with customers on the showroom floor, right? Mm-hmm. Or there's staffing issues, or you have after hours requests. And we just got to embrace the technology that's available to us because it's not going anywhere. So it was pretty cool. Who else could say they were the first dealer to work with DriveCentric on using GPT and their AI communication, right? Like that was our team and what we were able to do and build with this DriveCentric team. It's pretty cool to see that technology in that space because I don't know very many dealers who are doing it. And that's also sales teams who are open to it. And that's the part that we have to be open-minded about.
That's the way that Glenn Lundy described it yesterday is that it's going to suck if you're changing over to a new CRM. Like it's going to suck for a little bit because you have everybody that's stretching, right? What are we doing? But his entire speech was on, you're going to be the most comfortable right before you die, right? In that, stop being comfortable. We have to embrace this stuff if we want to be able to succeed. And in any capacity, everybody, we're in service to people, to help people. And there is an inconvenience that we take on and we're compensated for, right? All of this works together for the good and fusing together all of the thoughts behind the products, the people that are making these things come together. Yes, y'all need to get on the show.
Your name is Samantha,
yes.
Right? We need to talk. You work with my cousin. We'll talk something really quick. Nick Lenarts, that's my cousin.
I recognize
your
last name.
Yeah.
When I saw you yesterday, I was like, I got a guy
who's
last name.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk to him here
in
a little bit. But
yeah. This is what happens when you're live at DriveCentric offices, right? We're making connections.
Sorry, all day I've been trying to slack her down, but she's been busy either in class or something. And because I realized that my cousin who lives in Virginia, who's a sales manager for Duncan Auto Group out there, she is the internet sales manager, lead manager, and she's here getting education because they use DriveCentric. And I thought it was such a small world. I was like, oh my God. So I had to go introduce myself. We said hello last night, high five, but I haven't had a chance. I didn't realize who she was. So anyway, that's what's so great about being here is that you get to do those things. And then you find out how small this world is, especially of people who are on this cutting edge, who are willing to risk it, who are willing to make mistakes and learn from it, but actually are smart enough to come here and learn from other people's mistakes that they share. And that's powerful. And that's, it's connection and that's family. And that's something that I think DC 20 with their 20 group meetings like they have here and their way of getting dealers together to educate each other. It's needed everywhere. I think I encourage more of you big vendors out there that have a great amount of dealers that you can connect together, get them together. I think the more that you get people together, the better this world is because we hold each other accountable. We love each other more. We teach each other. We push each other. We get inspired by others.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
It's powerful.
One the other really fun, cool thing that Drive is doing is not everybody here is a DriveCentric customer.
Right.
And so when you think about that from, I think, even the vendor space, like, you don't have to be a DriveCentric customer. Just reach out to the team and say you want to come out here.
Yep.
And they will welcome you with open arms to just see what we're doing and learning from each other. It's pretty cool. But to kind of go back on the AI piece, we're talking about this tech that we're a little like hesitant, right? We're a little scared of this change. I have to say, salespeople, you have nothing to worry about, right? We need you. You are still as much a part of this as you were before. It's just how can we help you let the AI go to work for you? Our customers are using AI in every other aspect of their life, right? You go to any other customer service company that you're working with or buying a product from, who are you going to talk to first? AI.
100%.
This is like a human condition. We do this on everything. Now we're at AI. but there's always whatever the new technology is, there's always the man, we're not going to need it. Man, I don't want to learn it. Why are we going to learn it? Dang it, I hate learning it. All right, I'm starting to learn it. Oh man, this is trying to work a little better. Dang, I'm really great at this. Man, how did we live without it? You know what I mean? We go through these different stages on everything. And the biggest thing about the automotive industry is on the side of being able to excel at the speed of technology on the sales side of it, or even on the service, just connecting the customers, has been the embracing of the new, right? The embracing of what is taking us to the next level. Hey, you know what?
That's right.
There's a faster engine. Let's put that one in and see how much faster we can go. No, this one's fine. You know what I mean? But it's really mild out. I'm just saying. It's a little mild out.
Right.
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 Hold that. What is the technology? Stop. But when we get in the way of it, and then we slow it down and we create this friction for ourselves that's unneeded. And the industry doesn't need that. That's not fun. And taking the technology that we have, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to convert into fun, because that's the experience we're trying to convey to a customer, right?
That's right.
And Steve has this video that he puts out so often that in just about any of the talks that I've heard from him, he has a video that he puts out. You were showing it to me. Tell them a little bit about what they're getting ready to see, because they would have to usually be at one of his presentations to see this video unless they're connected to the one that created it.
Yeah, so as y'all know, I was at Walzer Automotive Group for just shy of 4 years, and very video-centric mindset. Me and Pete Swenson, that's kind of what we've done for, gosh, the past maybe almost 10 years. And right. So we came in, we're trying to bring video to the team to just let them learn how to utilize it. And that was one of the big reasons why we chose DriveCentric, right? It's so easy to send video. And so what you're about to see is a really awesome video. This was not scripted. We did not tell this salesperson to do this, but we were encouraging our salespeople, be yourselves, have some fun, try to get engaged with your customers by video.
Love it.
And what you get is this awesome appointment confirmation video.
Check this out.
Hey Abby, this is Philip with Walzer Toyota. I'm just checking really to see if the car is still available. Looks like it's available on the website. And it looks like the keys are here too. It's looking good. It's looking good. I hear it. I hear it. Ah, it's here. It hasn't been sold. Woo! We made it. I'll see you at 11.
What about that? How easy was that? How fun was that? Right?
Right. Who doesn't want to buy a car from that guy?
Right. Was he not having a good time? Goodness. I want to meet him.
Does he not look like somebody that would hustle for you? That's what I'm saying. And have a good time while he's doing it. Not like it's a pain in the butt to go grab you a key and make sure the car's there. Instead, he's, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm having fun doing it. Let me show you how much fun we're going to have together. Because that's the thing. This process can really be intense.
This is why
so stressful. So when I'm there, I want to be able to smile. I want to feel like somebody's going to make me feel like everything's going to be okay. And that guy does that all day just with that one video. Says so much. They say a picture says a million words, 1,000 words or whatever. A video says way more. So make sure you guys get on that tip and start doing that, because now inside of a video, there's like millions of video pictures. Mm-hmm. So imagine how many pictures.
How many more?
That's 100 million pictures of words right there, baby.
Yeah.
That's my math.
Yeah. So,
but it's truth, though.
Yeah, and we forget, like, we think video, we're like, oh, video walk around. I got to do an introduction walk around. No, get with your team. Make a list. How many different points in the sales process can I send a video after they leave their showroom visit? If they didn't buy a car, when they bought their car, send them a thank you video.
There's mention that.
So many opportunities, and we forget because we just get like in that, I just got to do a walk around. No, have some fun. Be yourself. Our customers want to see humans on the side of it. They have this mentality of what dealership, and we know in this industry what we've been up against. Video is what helps you break that barrier.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixedOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. And it's what we consume. That's what
we're doing
consume.
Today.
Yes. It's what we consume as people. You're watching us right now. live on a webcast or on a replay of a webcast, but you're consuming content that's put out there for you. That's what you do for your customers, but it's being done to you all day. So for those of you that are not using it, are not sending this stuff out, consider that the majority of our customers already communicate with just about everything that they do by way of video. Again, it's what they consume. It's how they do it. Whether it's YouTube, here on social media, on any medium, that's how they consume. So it's just important that if, as sales professionals, we want to connect to them, let's connect to them the way that they need connecting to.
Totally.
I never understood why there would ever be a resistance to something when we knew that it was going to make us better and we had proof of it making us better. I can understand nobody wanting to be the first one to put themselves out there. I get it. But when they start to see the fire get started around them, this sales pro just started working it, and this salesperson just started working it. I started using my CRM right, and all of a sudden people started coming in. Wow. Just the epiphanies that happen, and then the help that we can get by telling a computer, hey, do this task for us that takes my time. Right. Let's simplify
that.
You have assistance.
I mean, just the fact that they're, when as a leader or somebody else, when somebody's off, you can go in, look at their notes inside of a deal and really be able to read what's happening, see every message that was sent, every video that was sent, then now you can be caught up on what's happening in the deal. You could be a day one manager. If you know how to use DriveCentric, walk inside, you can figure out every deal that's happening and be able to work it. It's powerful. It's not just hearsay. What did happen? No, you know what happened. It's right there. Tools like this are designed to make everything better. But most importantly for our clients, because they need a seamless process and they are not getting that through most dealers out there. And even ones that are trying are still working on it, right? And that's okay. The biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And we all fit inside of it. And I'm so thankful that people like Ashley are out there making differences, not just inside dealerships, but with the women in automotive also. I know you're a big voice in that, and I appreciate your voice in that. We talk about the females being in this industry, especially in leadership positions, is still not enough. People are just starting to get those opportunities, and we're seeing them shine, right? And so many. And with WOCAN, we're talking about women of all different ethnicities just coming in and just showing you that all women are powerful. It doesn't matter what color my skin is, where I come from, what I believe. We are powerful because we are right here in the mind. I'm going to tell you,
and they outwork us all the time.
This is being real, but it's amazing what you're doing. You're a big voice for so many people. There's a lot of people looking at you, and there's young ladies looking at you, young men looking at you that are like, one day I want to be like that. So it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm so blessed. I just try to, I'm me, right? I'm not trying to be somebody else.
There you go.
And I want to be the person that I wanted to look up to when I was younger, right? So when I came in this industry, there weren't a lot of women that I could connect with. And it's so cool. And I love what Carrie, Amanda, Patrice, Erica have built with WOCAN and being able to represent them as one of their executive board members and serve our community of WOCAN. We have over 800 members. 800 members.
And it's just beginning.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's only just begun. So, and it's important, and everyone should understand how important that is. And I think we all do. And I think it's so great that there's representation out there and there's resources out there for you, for WOCAN. And I think it's great. And they're building a huge network. And if you all haven't heard of it, go check them out. Watch what they're doing, what they're about, and support. Support is the best thing you can do. Just do anything you can to send the message out. It's important.
Yeah. I mean, we're constantly learning this conversation. Everybody's trying to figure it out. We're growing in diversity just all over, right? I just moved to Houston. I've been out of Texas for 10 years and I'm learning like the demographic in Houston. And now Houston has grown so much that they are competing with Miami for the highest Hispanic buying power in the country. Houston and Miami. And I'm like, so what should I be doing? I should be marketing more to the Hispanic community. Absolutely. I should be looking at these people and they should be coming into my dealership and seeing people that look like them.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
Yes. Mm. And it's not just speak like them, look like them and make them feel comfortable. That's the whole point. and really have resources. I guarantee that there's AI out there that will speak Spanish to your customers if you haven't got that started yet, but then you can start looking for the employees. So get in, use all these tools. They're out there. They're amazing, but you're right. Having that representation in Houston is big. And even with your lenders, your dealers out there, look for the right lenders for your customers. You'll find that with them working in a lot of different ways that you to be able to get their credit started, you can use a lot of great lenders that will help them. So it's important that you find those lenders out there. They're great. And they're the most loyal customers. I'm going to tell you, they're just like, I would say, I'm Asian. So I would say Asians are the hardest ones to sell, in my opinion. And when I was on the sales floor, but when you sell them, they love you forever because they feel like you did a good job. They like people who do a good job, not people who try to get by.
Yeah. And one of my closest friends who was my sales manager and F&I manager at the time while I was managing a BDC, Jen Parsons, she actually just won Automotive News's 40 Under 40 for Walzer. So,
Shout out.
But what Jen and I love to do is you would get these customers, these stubborn customers, right? And everybody's turning them away because of their credit. And we would work with them. We'd get them that approval. We'd find those lenders that were willing to work with us. We educate them on their financial literacy because they just sometimes just don't have the knowledge. And now what happens? They're continuously coming back to us to buy. And they're sending their friends to us and everybody they know because they know who's going to take care of them.
And you sound like some solution.
That's some solutionary stuff. We have a process that we implement in all the stores that we work with that's very similar to that. It's very important that we do that. When you talked about that video, it made me go, hold on a second, Adam. The process is not just giving them the personalized path to purchase loop. Mm-hmm. Is that we have them send video afterwards, thanking them for coming in. Oh my gosh, reminding them about that. That's powerful. Anyway. So I'm being inspired. That's why we come to these things, right? So adding things that I know can make better. Why not? Instead of resting on what we already know, why not throw in what we could know? And that's huge. And that's what I love watching you do.
That's great. Yeah. She does that and she leads the way with a smile all the time, everybody. Because remember, it is the most important thing that we can wear is be able to lead the way by way of your smile. And no matter what you got on, everybody can enjoy that smile. And she's always grinning. We can
how
spot
can you
her
not smile so with these guys?
Ah, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of smile with these guys, we have a lot more interviews that's going to be happening today. And Ashley sparked off this fire today, and it is going to be hot. I'm telling you, it's going to be hot. So stay tuned. If you are just tuning in now, go back, watch this, rewind, pause, write, take down
share
some
it.
Notes,
sharing
share it around. But make sure that you blow her up. Make sure that you thank her for her time. We did see a few of you were in here today. How you doing, Russell Hollywood Hill? Micah Burkholz. He said, what up, Ashley? And my brother, Joseph Michael Bell. Look at these amazing people. Love you, bro. Thank you so much for checking us out today. And thank you, everybody, for brewing solutions with us. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we have one thing to do before we say goodbye to all of you, and that's make sure that our friend Ashley over here drops some F-bombs. You ready?
let's go ahead.
And forgive, focus, fly, loud and proud. On three, one, two, three,
forgive.
Focus,
fly, and keep growing, keep growing.
Thank you so much, everybody. You've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Ashley Carvalho.
Said it right. We appreciate you all. Love you all. And we will see you on the next episode. We're out.